At first, they dismissed them. They thought they were crackheads, that unmistakable twitch, the head bob, the slumped over shoulder lean and slow drag-like walk. It spread through the homeless community like wildfire. They gathered in the dark corners of abandoned buildings where the city's forgotten souls sought shelter from the biting cold. It started with just a few, a small group of society-forgotten souls who had taken refuge in the old, decaying row houses scattered throughout southeast DC. Echoes through the streets said it was that ish that got them. Others said they'd been donating blood at that rusty old food truck. We now know that was just the beginning. Back then, everyone was so enamoured with COVID that nobody paid them much attention. People walked by, clutching their coats tight against the winter chill. That always present effort to shield yourself from both the wind, the wet cold, and the beggared and hungry as you leaped into your lift or hopped into the closest metro. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Back then, they, the police, did nothing because, well, why bother, right? The downturn in the economy had brought on so many issues. And let's be real, the look of the zombied-out face was nothing new in the DMV, especially in DC on a Friday night. But at some point, things began to change. The hangered groups began to drift out of the row houses and into the community. Still, nobody cared, until they hit Pennsylvania Avenue. Aye, in broad daylight. The day that Horde stormed the Capitol is one to be remembered. But once it did, it was too late. The transformations had already begun by then, and as the affected numbers grew larger, their behaviour became increasingly erratic. One night, as dusk settled over the Potomac, as the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a shadow over the riverside Ferris wheel and over the eerily empty streets, a passerby noticed something that sent a shiver down her spine. People, if you could call them that at this point, were all huddled in a bunch, their heads hubbubbing in sync, all standing around like a long-forgotten ritual that they thankfully didn't want her to know. As she approached, a scream swelled in her throat. It was on the ground and still in sync with the rest, but it had begun the transformation from something that looked like a person into what we now call, labelled ever so appropriately, the affected. She hurled into her mouth as she tried to run, but was immobilised by what she saw. It couldn't be human. It couldn't be. That had not been one of God's creations. It was something. But what? It was moving in strange, jerky motions, emitting low, guttural, inhumane sounds. Its own skin was popping boils from underneath. It was like the fiery substance underneath was desperate to get out. It reminded her of a scene from the movie Gremlins, when they took over New York. "Oh, hell no," she finally said, as she threw up her purse and ran screaming in the other direction. A few people did the same, but most didn't even look up from their phones. The runners, as survivors were affectionately called, lived to tell the tale. The world we lived in had transformed, and it wasn't into Optimus Prime. It didn't take long for rumours, no, the news to spread. Rumours are for possible falsehoods, but oh no, this was real. No matter how horrific, how unbelievable, how incredibly impossible it was real. They weren't crackheads, they were something else entirely, something much worse. The word zombies began to circulate among the homeless community, whispered in fearful tones. The working girls all went back to their virtual jobs in an effort to stay safe. The trash men stopped picking up. We'd been through this before. Stay indoors, cover your mouth, maintain a socially acceptable distance, wash your hands until your skin cracked. We knew the deal. Nothing we knew prepared us for this. As the days passed, the situation deteriorated. The so-called zombies grew more numerous, and their hunger for something, anything, became insatiable. They roamed the streets at night, hubbubbing in groups, their blue-grey skin and hollowed eyes menacing, scanning for prey. The homeless population began to dwindle. They disappeared, and we didn't know why, until the news of the armless and legless started coming from every megacity in New America. Reports of their fellow streetwalkers fighting that ish, and then becoming hungry, ravenous, carnivorous is the right word. They began eating people. The battle for survival had begun in earnest. The streets became a battleground,
doing their best to protect the remaining homeless, the gangs set out to protect their hoods, and the well-off and wealthy boarded up and shipped out. The middle class, torn between standing their ground and protecting their livelihood, ended up becoming the bulk of the transformed. They were not prepared. None of us were.